is within Levi, where learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace, Rav Shalom Arush, on how to have Shalom Bayit, otherwise known as the book by our friends. Tov, okay, what are we learning? So we're in a chapter which is learning how to be a man. How to be a man. Rav Arush says, you can't learn this book if you're not a man. Even if you think you're a man, but actually you're a woman, you can't put into practice the eitzot, the advice in this book, because you don't want to. Deep down, you don't want to, because you don't want to give. You don't want to give to your wife because you're acting like a woman. To be a man means to give to your wife. We're on page 102 in the Hebrew version. Kimishuhu zachar, person who is a husband, who is a man, who you're there, he knows. Ani mashpia, ani rotzeh lashpia le ishti. Kavod brav. Mashpia usually translates as influence. I am the influencer. It doesn't work very well in English, because most influencing people in English do it through kochivat, through the exact opposite of what it should mean. Most people try and influence by force, which is the exact opposite of influence. They want to be influencers. How do I be an influencer, a mover and a shaker? I go around telling people what to do. Okay, so that's the complete opposite of the word in Hebrew. The word Hebrew influence means people look at me and they choose of their own free will to act in a certain way due to who I am, due to my being a role model. The biggest influencers, real influencers, people who don't force their opinions on anyone, our rabbis, our gedolim, the people that we place in high estimation for good reason, not because they're pop stars or politicians or movie stars, that's inshallah, right? But real people that have real value. So they influence through their being, through giving, through just giving. Our own beloved Rav Arush. He is a huge influencer. He just gives. He gives shirim, he writes books, he gives brochas, he gives blessings, he gives kindness, he gives tzedakah, he gives of his time. Gives. Doesn't take anything for himself. That's a true influencer. A person who's taking for themselves. He might be achieving some level of power in this world. It's not through influence. It's through other means. The nature of a husband is to be a mashpia, is to be an influencer in his own household. What does that mean? It means that his power, the true power of a husband and a father, if he's acting correctly, comes to what's called malchut. What's malchut? So here we have the difference between, which is the same idea, the difference between Jewish malchut and the Malchut of the Goyim. Malchut means kingship. The difference between Jewish kingship and the kingship of the secular world is that the kingship of the secular world, kingship is through force, through power, through strength, through having a big army, through being a strong person, through being a tyrant, through being the boss, through killing all your opponents. Yofi, that's what it means to be in charge, to be a king in the foreign sense. But in the Jewish sense, it means the exact opposite. Where King David, who is the epitome of what it means to be a Jewish king, achieved his greatness through his humility. He had to fight wars, etc., but that's not what he's known for. He's known for the book of Tehillim, through everything in prayer, I am nothing. The real king, Malchut, means to have nothing, to put everything on Hashem. When a person is nothing, they give everything to Hashem. They say, everything is Hashem, it's not me. I'm nothing, it's all coming from Hashem. Right, the greatness of Rav Dror, of Rav Arush, is that it's not me. No one thinks for a moment that they go around saying how great they are. Everything they attribute to Rabbi Nachman, to Hashem, and I myself am nothing. That's when I can have true greatness. The same too in a home. The greatness of a Jewish husband, of a Jewish father, is that he controls his house through influence and not through power. What does that mean? Well, let's see the wrong version. The wrong version is the husband or the father that controls through power, through strength, through anger, through threats, through bribes, through, you name it, violence, through his language. He uses any tool at his disposal to get what he wants. That's the opposite of what is the correct thing. The correct thing is that the true Jewish father, true Jewish husband, has power and influence in his home because he's nothing. He's given himself up completely. Right? All of the Gedolim, if you imagine a Gadol, Gadol Ador, imagine Rav Arush, imagine the Chofetz Chaim, imagine any of the great Gedolim at home, Rav Avadya Yosef, as if they're nothing. They are making themselves to be zero, nothing. They do whatever their wife wants, they're running to do. Whatever anybody needs, they're running to do to help. They're making themselves nothing, nothing. The last thing in the world is that they're trying to force people to do anything, Chas v'Shalom, right? But yet, even though they're making themselves as nothing, and they're like nothing, they have complete influence and power over all of their household. Whatever they say, the children are running to do it. Whatever they say, the wife is running to help. The wife is running to make this, but without any questions, right? So where did this power come from? Where did this influence come from? Only from Hashem. Came from Hashem. That's the true power and influence that the person has. Not the stuff that I created for myself, I pretended to myself that maybe I am actually the one in charge here. Right? If I think I'm the one in charge and I go throwing my weight around, it's not it. It's lies. It works. We see, unfortunately, it works. It's true. Most houses in the world, most families in the world work like that to an extent, more or less. Some are worse than others. But most families, at some point, the father gets order by banging his fist and saying, enough. Screams, that's it, I've had it, whatever. At some point, and we need to minimize that, because that's not where our power comes from. It's no great thing to rule over a four-year-old child by frightening him. It doesn't make me big. It makes me a bully. It makes me cruel. It makes me evil. It makes me mean. It makes me all those other nasty adjectives. It doesn't make me a good father. It doesn't make me in control. It doesn't make me anything. It just makes me to be an idiot. Right? I lost control. The only way I could influence my kid to get them to do what I wanted them to do was to be mean and nasty. The position of a husband, when he's being a real man, is in this same mold. The real man is the one who gives and doesn't take. So to try and get control in my house by taking the control, by taking the power, by threatening people, by bribing them, by using kochivot semyati, the strength of my own right hand, is an alien concept to being a man. It's not called being a man at all. And that's a mistake that the Western society makes a lot. Be a man, show your strength, show your power, show them who's boss. It's a yetzahara, it's a lie, it's not true. A real man doesn't do that at all. Someone wants to say that King David wasn't a real man, then by all means, try and make that statement. Someone wants to say that Rav Avadia wasn't a real man because he didn't go around banging the table. Shtiyot, it's nonsense. Real men don't need to bang the table. Real men don't need to act in a forceful manner. Don't need to. You only need to do that if you're lacking, if you're really lacking. A person needs to trust in Hashem to know that his influence, his power in the household is going to come from Hashem and not through him. But he's going to be tested. So what's going to happen? My kids are going to be fighting and screaming and throwing things at each other and whatever. And now Hashem's testing me. Am I going to shout and raise my voice and scream to get order, which is the shortcut? And I can do it very nicely, very easily. It'll take me 3 seconds to lose my temper and get order immediately, get quiet, get peace. Or if I can not do that. And to not do that is very difficult. To not do that is where my test is. But my test is not to do that. Not to use the obvious potential that I do have to take the easy route, what looks like the easy route. Much harder to rely on Hashem, to pray for a solution, to talk to them, to ask nicely, to request. And if they don't want to, then to know it's Hashem. I can say to my children, kids, this is not the way to behave. There's, you know, because that's Hashem, maybe we can. And if they ignore me, yeah, but whatever you say, and they go on fighting, I have to know at this point that I need to pray more. I need to deal with it out with Hashem in the field. It's a test. It's a test Hashem is putting me to see whether I actually believe it or not. Right? Because what's my option? I try and do it the nice way. Okay, I read the book. I'm going to try and do it the correct way. Kids, maybe you shouldn't fight so much and be nice and speak to them. And they ignore me. Right, fine, that's it. I gave you the chance. You didn't take it. That's it. You to your room. You to the room. You lost your benefit. You're going to have this happen to you. Right? And I blew it. Why? Hashem was testing me to see if it was real. To see if I was going to hold on to Emunah to go with him or not. And he's going to push me and test me to see that and make sure I can move. Grow, get close to Hashem, trust in him, more, have more Emunah.
Also, when he has a question. But violence and foul talk, you have to stop. You can't let them keep. You stop them. They horse around you, but they're really getting violent, or they're talking foul language. You have to stop them. You can't go on that and pray. You have to stop on those spots.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. Fair. Okay. Good. Okay. So we're saying here the husband needs to be in this position as an influencer. The influencer is through who he is, not what he does. You should know, Shemecha Shehu Zachar, since the fact that he's acting like a male, who lo rotse shum kavod. A husband doesn't want any kavod back in exchange for the kavod that he needs to give his wife. Because it's not the life force of the person to get kavod. My job is to respect my wife, to give her complete kavod, put her in first place, never to criticize. But even though I do that from the aspect of a man, to give, I give to my wife, I give her respect, I give her kavod, I shouldn't do it expecting to get kavod back. I'm nice to you in front of the kids. You should also give me the same respect to not shout at me in front of the kids. Right? No, I shouldn't expect that. It's not a business arrangement where I'm nice to you and you're nice to me. I've got a job to be wonderful to you. That's my job. I don't expect the same back. It's not my job to expect the same back. Whatever comes back at me is what Hashem is coming to teach me. And it's not a business arrangement that I can now expect anything like that. Because it's not the way of a man to receive kavod. We said that a man's task, his nature, is to give, not to receive. And if I receive kavod, and I enjoy receiving that kavod, I'm acting like a woman. I'm increasing my feminine side, which is not my nature, because I'm meant to be a man. And I'm damaging myself. And I'm actually damaging myself. I'm taking on something which is not me, which is tuma, which is really feeding the Yetzirah. It feels nice and it feels good, but it's not going to the right place. Right? Like analogy of someone eating chocolate. Right? Chocolate feels like it's nourishing me and it tastes good, but it's not healthily, it's not nourishing me in a healthy way. The dugma, an example. Right? I don't want to get into the nutritional aspects of chocolate or not, but as an example, right? It tastes good and it looks like it's giving me life, it's giving me energy, it's giving me, but it's not going to a good place. Same true with all of the bad midot. Gava, kavod, lusts, desires. It feels like it's feeding me up. It feels like it's filling me up with what I need. I need a shot of energy right now, and I'm going to get that from some wrong place. It's really just a place that's it's a place of too much. So it's filling me with too much. It's not filling me with healthy stuff. And so too, if I'm taking kavod, right? And it's hard. That's why it's hard to give up all of these negative midot. The arrogance, the control, the lusts, right? Because it feels like it's feeding me. It feels like that's where I'm getting my enjoyment in life. And that's what's keeping me going. That's what's keeping me going. But in truth, it's not. It's just it's an illusion. And it's feeding the wrong part. I'm actually getting my life from the negative forces. Then I'm not getting my life from the positive. Lumazot, Mishehu Nakeba, Azayhu Matsafer, Letunora, Avor, HaKavod, Shinatan. But on the other side of it, a man who is really acting with the traits of a woman, he expects to receive kavod back. Right? I give my wife kavod, I should get some kavod back. Right? He's now acting like a woman because he wants to receive. What does he say? He says, wait a minute. She criticizes me. Oh, I'm not allowed to say something back? Lama, maduaha, fly out of, why? Right? Everything's equal. He wants to receive. He wants to be like the woman. A man who wants to be like a woman, disaster. No shot on by it, because you can't have two women. You can't have two women in a marriage. Tov, I think we'll stop there now. We're going to have the seal.